I'd like to go to the board, to the webinar next. I know there's some people out in the audience, and I'll try and remember who they are and get back to you. Let me read this first question or comment that's on the board here. Hi, quick comment on collaborative research. The participatory research by fishermen was proven to be crucial in understanding the dynamics of fisheries resources. In the often heated discussion about how we manage specific fish stocks, calling the science garbage and bad is counterproductive. We know that there aren't enough data points to assemble to monitor certain biological interactions of marine resources, and we certainly can't afford to pay for enough eyes on the water or analysts in the lab. The science isn't itself bad. It's just science, subject to the iterative criticism, as it should be, and reviews in order to move forward. It is imperfect, yes, but still ultimately the most useful tool we've got to guide us to fishery sustainability. Not sure that there's a response to that since it's a comment, but anybody want to? There is a question that follows here, or at least something that opens up perhaps a little bit more of a discussion in the next paragraph. One step we have yet to figure out is how stock assessment can integrate the fishermen's knowledge and experience in the mathematical models of our formal stock assessment. I consider each eye on the water a useful piece of information, a very important one, but unfortunately forgotten and often conceived as non-scientific in the traditional way. Therefore, it's anecdotal and non-measurable. The reality and our experience shows that fishermen's consensus, when brought through the continuous observations, are always right on and correct. How many times have we heard, "We told you," or "We told you so," or "If you guys had only listened to us"? I mean, this does get at the heart of one of the questions that keeps coming up and that we are really keen to move forward on. And that has to do with how to more formally integrate fishermen's knowledge. Let me read the last paragraph here, because I think these all came from the same person. I think with the many aspects of uncertainty we deal with, and with issues of ecosystem, climate change, and the rapid adaptation of fishermen with these changes, we have no choice but working to integrate scientifically fishermen's observations. I am talking about the collaborative research, which ends up being run by the experimental design of academic and applied research. Or I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the knowledge of fishermen. This is Najee Lazar's comment. So, feedback, response to that?